Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope everything is going good for you. Hope you're having a productive week. My week has been very productive so far. It's always good and helpful to have a good, productive week. And I hope that everybody's working on living their dreams, doing the things that inspire you, doing the things that make you feel relevant in life. Because that's at the end of the day, all we got is our hopes, our dreams, our passions. That's all we have when we're talking about living our passionate life, or even, as some of them call it, our best life. And so I just really had a short little couple things that I wanted to say today. And it involves breakthroughs. And I started thinking about this the other day, talking about how different points in time in your life, you have different things that go on. You have different tasks that have to be met along your journey in life. And a lot of those things that happen can be extremely hard. And it's hard to sometimes push through. It's hard to address a lot of issues that we have that lie deep in us. And at some point in time, we get to a point where we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And or you push. And then finally you'll have what we call a breakthrough. So when we talk about what are breakthroughs? Breakthroughs to me is the culmination of hard work, the culmination of consistency, all meeting in one place. And when they all meet in that one particular place and you find a way to push through all of that, you have a breakthrough. And breakthroughs, just the very name, breakthrough. You have to break something. You have to, like they say, that you're breaking that glass ceiling, or you're breaking that, or you are breaking out of a habit. And so a breakthrough, literally, you have to break things. When you look at a snake, for instance, it goes through a transition of shedding new skin to grow. And once it grows so much, it has to shed that skin and get rid of it. And they go through a process where they're angry, they're irritated, they don't want to be bothered, they actually find encountered, or they don't have to worry about encountering anything else. They just want to go off by themselves. And as they start shedding, they pull themselves against rocks and bricks and different things to help get that skin off, that dead skin. And it's a process. And so when I look at that process that a snake goes through, I look at that same process as to what I'm going through, or what anybody else who is having a breakthrough is going through. You get in that place where you seem very depressed. You get in that place where you just want to be quiet. You want to be introverted. You don't really want to be bothered. You don't want to be encountered. Because that's a process, and there's layers to that process, such as it is for that snake that's peeling off that new skin and coming into its own. When you look at a butterfly, actually a caterpillar, it grows to a certain point, time to transition. And so it goes into a cocoon. It goes away by itself. It hides by itself. It's introverted. It's not being seen. It's not being bothered. It's not having anybody bother it. Or it's not bothering anybody else. It goes away. And at some point in time, that breakthrough happens, and it gains its beautiful, beautiful wings, and it transitions into its best way of life, which is to be a butterfly. Same thing with a bear that hibernates. It goes away, but before it goes away, it has to prep to go away, so it eats as much food as it can eat. Because they know that there's going to be some type of time before it can evolve to go do anything else. And in that process, to be alone, it doesn't want to be bothered. Therefore, it has to go away. It has to become an introvert. And when springtime comes, it evolves, and it's a beautiful bear that has the time to rest, to feel itself, to get to know itself, to go away. And that's the big thing about what breakthroughs can do for us. A lot of times we are in the storm, and people see us in the storm. They see us down. They see us depressed. They see us going through things. They see us going through changes. But they don't understand that. And sometimes we don't understand that it can be a storm. Sometimes it's just the fact of us feeling down and not really knowing why we're down. And we get distracted from our goal. We get distracted from the things that we were supposed to be doing. And in that distraction, we get further and further away from our goal. And one thing that I realized, too, this past weekend, I took my son out and we sold our good energy drink, and our good sports drink on the golf course. And I'm trying to get him into that business entrepreneurial mindset. But I find that that did more for me than it did for him. Just to see the people come by, just to see the people donate, just to see the people happy to see somebody doing something and doing it their old way and doing it the right way. And they were grateful for that. And so he enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And probably a couple of hours. And now we have it in such a way where he made enough money that he was able to keep some and use some profit for what he wanted, but he was also able to make enough to put away and re-up on his product. And so because of that support and because of the people who came out and supported or actually just rode by in their golf cart at the 14th hole, wanted to give. And now, like I told him, you're now like a store. People have to see you all the time. And so right now, this is going to be our routine right now on Sunday. And we'll probably go out twice because there's a lot of golfers in the morning, and then there's some later in the afternoon once it cools off. And so we'll go out, we'll mingle, and we'll build relationships, and we'll get to meet people. And that's the way business thrives. Businesses thrive because they're better able to create a relationship. When you go to a restaurant and the owner comes out and asks you how everything is going, that means something to you. Above and beyond your waitress, above and beyond the bus person, but when your owner comes out and says, hey, how's everything? That means a little bit different to you or even a manager. And so in this Sunday, when him and I are out, I had a breakthrough. And I said, you know, a lot of the things you're going through, a lot of the issues that you're having, you need to fight through them. You need to push through them because this is part of that breakthrough. And if you even have to use your son as the catalyst for that, as the person that you go inside of, that I go inside of, to gain energy, to gain vision, to gain strength, because I don't want him to see me in a certain way. And we got to be upbeat. We got to be positive. We got to be motivating. And so that helps me, which also in turn helps him. And then he gets to learn how to conduct himself in a business way. He gets to learn how to shake hands and look people in their eye. And I get to help him and coach him on what needs to be done. But the biggest part about it is just telling him you have to be genuine. Just be genuine. And if you're genuine, then you're going to be fine. And that's one of the things that I really want him to learn and understand and grow through, is knowing that you got to be genuine all the time, because people see that more than they see anything else. They are happy to see you doing things. They're happy to see you getting it and doing what you need to do, but they're even more happier when you are living your life genuinely and they can feel that. And so that was part of a breakthrough that I had, along with a few other things. But in the sense of talking about the breakthrough, when we talk about what do we get from that, what are we achieving when we have these breakthroughs? And in a lot of cases, it's not, it may not always be for us, because what we're going through is happening. I'm sorry. It might not be something happening to us, but what we're going through is actually happening for us, because we're gaining more skills, we're gaining more understanding, we're gaining more knowledge. And as long as we have made a point with ourselves that we're going to stick in here, we're going to keep fighting, we're going to keep pushing, we're going to do the right thing such that this mission won't stop until we get there. And sometimes you hope you have good people along the way support you in that. And when that happens, it's great. But there's also going to be other instances where you're not going to always have that support. And you still got to push through it, and you still got to go for it. And that's one of the things that, you know, I tell my son, like, just because nobody shows up don't mean nobody's not going to show up. And you got to be ready for the people when they do show up. And so that break massive, because stuff is breaking. That's why they call it a breakthrough. You break stuff. You're breaking habits. You're breaking ceilings. You're breaking away. You're breaking out. And in those breakthroughs, when you get to the other side, you see the sun is out. You see the rainbow. But when stuff is breaking, just like when shrapnel is coming down all around you and bricks, and when you see a building implode and it's dust, it's bricks, it's rocks, it's everything. Explosion, all you see is that cloud. All you see is that dust. And then once everything settles, if you can stick through it, because that's the biggest thing. We don't know how long that dust will take to settle. During a breakthrough, there's a long road without no turns. And we only think of the breakthrough as the other side, but we don't think of the process. And we don't think of why they call it a breakthrough. Breakthroughs are one of those things that they can be aha moments. But look at all the moments that you had before that moment that you broke through. And one of the reasons why it's hard is because, like I said, that butterfly that goes into the cocoon, it lives its life as a caterpillar, crawls on the ground, may get stepped on, may not even be regarded as anything, may not get any recognition, may not get anything. But the minute it goes through that life and it makes it, that caterpillar doesn't know to commit suicide. That caterpillar doesn't know not to get up and have a great day. All that caterpillar knows is I have to eat, and I have to get to a point in my life to where I can transition. And I don't know how long that takes for them. But when they go in that cocoon and they come out, they're admired for the rest of their life. They get admired because of their wings. They get admired because of their look. But nobody ever talks about a butterfly being a caterpillar. It only talks about it as a butterfly, as if it started that way. And just like that snake, when you're trying to grow, you have to stretch. When you're trying to grow, stuff breaks. That snake goes in a hole. That snake goes inside of under a house to shed its skin because, why? It doesn't want to be bothered. Breakthroughs, you don't want to be bothered. At that time before, you go in a hole, you become an introvert, angry, you're irritated, you're going through all of these things. You got skin peeling off of you. You see you're growing in some areas of your body, but in other areas you aren't. You wonder what's going on, and you just wonder, how can I get through this? And that snake just sits in that hole, and he keeps rubbing itself against the wall, keeps rubbing itself, and more skin comes off, and more skin comes off. And why is he shedding that skin? Because he's outgrown it. We outgrow our skin, and I tell you, I swear I go through this, and I'm going through it as we speak. I've outgrown my skin, but the fear of life, the things that happen day to day, the past experiences, all of those things keep us from breaking out of that skin. And we just hold ourselves right there. And we're too small for us. And finally, when the skin is just stretched beyond maximum, and we just see a little glimmer of light, and then we start to walk out of that skin, we look back and be like, man, what the hell took me so long? I could have did this a long time ago. But sometimes we drive to be, we have to get to a point where we're sick and tired and sick and tired. But a lot of times we don't. But it's just that we don't, we stay in that place too long. We stay in that place where we're shedding, but we don't break out the skin. If you were a butterfly and you went into your cocoon, and a butterfly can't say, man, I don't feel like getting out of here today. I'm just going to stay in here for another 2 or 3 days. No, it goes. It does not have the ability to have a choice. It lives off instinct. And that's the biggest thing that I'm trying to learn is all the personal development, all the things you read, all the things you pray about, all the things that you meditate about, whatever it is that you do to try to get you through that breakthrough, you got to keep doing it enough until it becomes instinctive. You got to live in it. And I never understood why people say you got to live how as if you're doing it now. It makes sense, but to actually feel that, because that's the breakthrough. You got to get past that because your mind is not the problem that you're dealing with now. That small skin is not the problem you're dealing with now. It's the others, what we hold ourselves back from way too long. And so it's always a positive thing to have good people in your corner. It's always a great thing to have people that are going to fight with you, that are going to challenge you. And that's the biggest thing that I feel like we don't have enough of. We got a lot of people that will pat us on the back. People say, oh, man, you work so hard. People say, oh, man, you do this, you do that. And people kind of stay out of your way. They may support you, they may not support you, but they have a regular respect for you. But how do you look at yourself? That's what it boils down to. And the way that I look at myself is different from the way that people see me. And you got to get it to where it's on that same wavelength. You got to get it to where you see yourself as great as some other people see you. Or you see yourself like your haters see you, because it gives you a different sense of motivation. But at the same time, you got to want to grow for yourself. And that's one of the things that I'm learning. And you learn the hard way, because you have to, because that experience of going through it is what helps it become gratifying once you get through it. And so to be able to go through a storm without an umbrella, and to be able to have the wind and the rain and the leaves and all the stuff whipping around you, you can barely walk sometimes. You got to just huddle in a corner and just let the rain beat you, let the wind beat on you. And at some point in time, it stops, like that movie Forrest Gump. And he talked about how the rain was coming. There's rain coming from under you, rain coming beside you, rain coming from everywhere. And then one day somebody turned the rain off, and it was beautiful. We just don't know how long it's going to rain. But part of our mindset, part of how we look at ourselves, part of how we act when things are really down, when you're really taking that beat, because it's hard. You're growing. You in that introvert stage, you want to be by yourself. They call it depression. And depression is when you stay in that place too long. Depression is when you've outgrown that skin, but you're still in there. Depression is that caterpillar that goes in and never comes out. Or that bear that goes hibernating and never comes out of hibernation. And so at some point in time, our body has an innate mechanism that says, you know what? Enough of this. Enough. Enough. Enough is enough. We got to go now. And you get that fight, that flight or fight mentality where you don't have a freaking choice. And that's when instinct kicks in. And once you get to the other side, you look back and be like, man, I don't know how I made it. But the thing about it is, if we wake up every day and you look back on your life, you've always made it, no matter what it was. Else you wouldn't be here from sometimes. In this place that I am now, I get to use my son because I took him out on the golf course the other day, Sunday, and we sold Rebound and Pollen Burst, and we got more donations than people bought stuff. And that just let me know, you know what? You're doing it the right way. And when you're doing it the right way, people see that. People sense that. And they gave him so many compliments on, I love that you're a young kid and you're out here, 8 years old. You could be riding your bike. You could be in the pool. But you're taking time to invest in your fortune. And people want to give. And so he made like 50-some dollars. We had people just coming by just saying, here, I just want to give you $2 or $3. No, I don't want the water. I don't want the sports drink. But then there were enough people that said, I need it, because we were on the 14th hole. You play 18 holes of golf. By the time you get to the 14th hole, you're tired. But that was a breakthrough for me, because I realized that his excitement, how enamored he was by the fact that people just would give him money that he don't even know, that want to shake his hand. I have to live through that. And in living through that, then I know I have to have self-awareness and enough self-awareness to be in a place where I can be who I need to be for him in the situation. And so, therefore, a lot of times we go through stuff, and we may not confine it within ourselves to break. Then that's when you go to that friend, or you go to that child, or you go to that person, that spouse, or whoever it might be, and you say, you know what, start pulling a little bit of the skin off on me. Just help me a little bit. And once you feel that skin come off that one side, you're like, man, that feels good over there. And you got to put them together. You got to string them together. And so you got to have enough of those. You got to have enough good people around you, because you will stay in that place too long. But the one thing is, even if you don't have that person, you look back on your life and you look at all the situations you've been in and you look at the fact that you made it. Start breaking down the small things in life, the things you can be grateful for. And so when we talk about what breakthroughs do for your life, they change your life, because it gives you that one more experience that you can add. It gives you that one more thing that you can put in, that feather to put in your cap. So when you get hit again with life, because life gonna hit you, don't matter who you are, don't matter how old you are, how much money you got, how much money you don't have, don't matter. Life gonna smack the hell out of you. And either you die and give up to be nothing but experience. And when I talk about the acronym of life, to me that means look inside for everything. L-I-F-E, look inside for everything. And that's when we go through that stage that I'm talking about where you're shedding. You want to be an introvert. You look inside for your greatness. You look inside for why you are having this pain. You look inside for who am I. You look inside for what's going on with me. You look inside of what's going right with me. All of those things, that's an inside game. You can't find that outside. And people can tell you. People can give you kudos. People can give you compliments. People can hate on you. But at the end of the day, it's how you see yourself. And if that mirror that you're looking at don't look back and look the same as what you feel like, then that means it's time to break through. And it's going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to hurt. And once you break through, you'll live for a while, you'll enjoy that breakthrough, and then another one will come. But hopefully we learn enough from the last one, and we can look back on life and say, you know what, we made it. There was a point in time where I never thought I was going to make it. He made it. Some people will say that was their spirituality. Some people will say that it was their meditation. Some people will say it was their ancestors. Some people will say it's just what I did. Whatever the case may be, whoever you, however you see that for you, nobody can take that away from you. But we just got to keep pushing. And this is a message that I had to tell myself, and I'm so glad that I had the platform to be able to come and share it today. And I'm glad that those who stayed around and chimed in and liked, and Monika, I love you. We talk so much and we go through and we always have these great conversations and we push each other. We strive for each other and we cheerleaders for each other. Because I'm telling you, when greatness is happening, it's hard. It's hard to be great. If it wasn't, everybody would do it. And so I'm glad that people stopped through, and I'm glad that I'm able to have a conversation with myself on this Tuesday and bring value to somebody else's life. And I'm also glad that I have an awesome and amazing son who doesn't let me down, and I have to always remember that I got to be more for him than I could ever be for myself. And I don't always fit the bill. But I kind of continue to strive every day. Until next week, I appreciate everybody coming through. And we'll have another great topic to talk about. I appreciate the discussion. I appreciate the comments, the likes, the shares, and all of that. And if you ever need to talk, if you ever want to talk, because I always need motivation. And I can give some, but I'm telling you, we always need it. Feel free to give me a call. My phone number is 919-599-0916, and we can just talk about life, motivation, whatever it is. Because at the end of the day, there's not many conversations like this going on, especially if you look at the climate of the world right now. And in order for us to do great things, you have to have those people around you. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what it is. And that's what it's all about. So let's strive for the rest of the week. Let's have a great rest of the week. And if there's anything I can do, and every show, I dedicate this show to John Bryan, who is one of my great mentors, who's no longer with us, my mother, because if it wasn't for her, one, I wouldn't be here, and two, she put the passion in me when she told me when she died of cancer, never let this happen to anybody else. And I didn't know what that meant, but once I found out, I will run with this for the rest of my life. So this is bigger than me, and also my son. And I just lost a cousin this week. And so, you know, life is cyclical. Life is short. And a lot of times you get reminded of that when it hits you close, when it hits you far away, but most importantly, when it hits you in your own gut, and it's you hitting your own self. And you look at yourself and say, I got to get up out of here. So continue to grow for the rest of the week. Continue to get better. Continue to love yourself. Everybody give yourself a big hug and look yourself in the eye in the mirror every morning and say, I love you. Let's go have a great day. See you next week.